from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And salute to Tim, Trista the Tool Man, Taylor, or Trista the Tool Woman, Crick, or what are we doing today? It looks sunny out. Like I know weather got in the way of the painting. Like what are we doing today?
It still hasn't dried out yet, so not completely. This is the first sign of sun that we've seen in like 48 hours.
Okay.
Right now, right the second.
Right.
It was like pretty cloudy maybe 5 minutes ago, so the sun's now out. So today is just a chilling. I'm going to go on a bike ride, maybe my third bike ride since I've been in Portland. I shipped one of my bikes from D.C. to here so that I could not have to rent one, which is like very, very expensive. So I'm going to do that. I'm not going to lie to you. I do want to see how the new bed MGM tonight sounds. So at around 4 p.m., I'm going to tune into that, see how it goes. Fascinating new lineup. What else am I going to do? Oh, I might even get some shots up.
Hey,
okay.
Yeah.
Get some shots up.
Do you have
up.
A basketball court in your backyard with a $10,000 shooting gun like KC?
What do you mean like KC? It's not $10,000. What are you talking about?
Everybody's seen
it. I don't have either one of those things,
oh, okay.
But my neighborhood park is 2 blocks away.
There you go.
And then I might hit some balls at the golf course. Try to get a little little activity.
You are the definition of filling time right now.
Well, my mom's been trying. My mom, if I leave it to her, she's pressuring me into going to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show at some random theater, which I have zero interest in. I don't want to see it. I think it's, that's what she would have me do if it was up to her.
You can tell your mother we're part of different cultures. We're part of different cultures, Mom.
See, it doesn't trickle down, really. It doesn't trickle up.
We may watch The Office, but we don't watch Office.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, man. I mean, well, I'm going to ask TK this because I'm interested to hear her response. I don't know if you heard, but we were just having a conversation about Florida State and Norvell looking like he'd be on his way out. And I said, this spring, there may be two jobs available for one Deion Sanders.
The Dallas Cowboys and the Florida State Seminoles.
Which way would you go? Which way do you think he would go?
Oh, I think if Deion could coach the Cowboys, and I was watching yesterday's episode of It Is What It Is, where they have Michael Irvin on once a week as an analyst for football.
You see, so Michael Irvin went off the show and they started talking about him doing coke.
No,
yes.
Like the second Michael Irvin leaves the show, they start talking about him doing coke.
They're like, oh, we couldn't bring that topic up with him.
That was crazy.
We didn't want to trigger him, but he
won't see that.
He said that Deion and Shador are a package deal. Mm. And wherever Shador goes, that that Deion's going to want to coach as well. That's like their game plan. That's their goal, which I don't know how realistic that is. I think in Dallas it's probably more realistic than it is in a place like Seattle or, you know, like another place that needs a court. New York, no chance, right? Like, I don't think Brian Daboll's going just because they want Shador. But that's fascinating. That idea, that concept is fascinating to me, which is now it's like Debo. It's literally like, it's our team now. We'll just, you just get to keep the money from the popcorn sales.
You know what will really be funny is the dialogue around it. When Deion keeps Shador at a certain place, certain places, everyone is going to have something to say about it. Forgetting, of course, that Arch Manning did the same exact thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like the, I guess the word would be, the phrase would be implicit bias, right? Like there's just, you know, what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander kind of a thing. Like it's fine when Jerry Jones hires his son to run the team who has zero experience, but it's like not okay when LeBron pushes Bronny to play with the Lakers. So the rhetoric is always funny. I mean, you can say what it is, which is nepotism, but you can also say, listen, like this has been going on in white culture since the beginning of
whiteness.
Our country.
Yes.
Whiteness, yeah. Since the beginning of whiteness as a construction, it's been happening.
I'm trying to see off the top of my head who are predicted to be the worst teams in football. And we always talk about, like, when we talk about the Cowboys, we don't think they'll be that bad, right? Like, to be a top five pick, which I think Shador is, he has the potential to be a top five pick. Who knows if because of what Deion said, people stay away from him. But I think he's the best quarterback in the country. I thought he was that good last year or whatever. So, I mean, Damian did a great job of just laying it out a second ago. It seems like there aren't a lot of teams that both need a quarterback and potentially a coach. Cowboys would be one, but we don't know if they'll be bad enough. We said Vegas, but I don't know if they'll need a coach. They may need a quarterback, but not a coach. Carolina.
The Commanders were another team he mentioned. They have their quarterback. The Ravens have their quarterback, which is and their coach.
And we went by his list, right?
What was the other one? Atlanta. Atlanta has, they already have a quarterback problem.
The Niners were on his list too.
Yeah.
The Niners were on his list too.
Right. And Kyle Shanahan's not getting fired.
So it's going to be I said possibly Florida State because what he's looking for may not be available.
And maybe you find, you know, the Cowboys are interesting because they could try to trade up. Maybe there's something that they could do with Dak's deal. They could, I know he has a non-franchise, like a no franchise clause in his deal, which makes it super interesting as well. But if they lose Dak and they're coming to the end of the road, then there's got to be a way to, is it Micah Parsons for the first overall, you know what I mean? For the first overall
can't
pick?
Can't do that. Yeah, he can't do that.
I don't know, can't but do here's that. The thing. I don't know if Micah Parsons and the Cowboys, from what I gather, from what I hear from people within close to that organization, they're kind of not vibing. That there's a lot of negativity about Micah being swirled around. Not just his work ethic, but him, his personality, just what he does in the weight room, what part of the field he wants to play on. He just wants to be a pass rusher. He doesn't really want to be in coverage. So there's friction there. And I don't know how difficult it's going to be to do a deal with him in general. That's just an idea if you think Mike is not somebody that you're going to want to lock up long term.
I'm looking just at the teams right now. And to be honest with you, like the combination that we're talking about, coach and quarterback need, off the top of my head, I'm only seeing two teams that might fit the criteria outside of the Cowboys. I'll put the Cowboys in there because they may need both.
So
three teams.
Okay.
Tampa?
Nah, because didn't they What's their coaching situation? Is it still what's my man's name, the brother?
Todd Boyles.
He's still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll put four on there. Even though I don't think Deion would go to Tampa. Like, I don't think he would. But I'm looking at New Orleans. And Trista and others might disagree with this. Mm-hmm. I think the Giants might have that for criteria.
Yeah,
I think they're not going to be good. Daboll might be
Brian
gone.
Daboll's not untouchable. Yeah.
I think he might be gone.
He's not untouchable. I just think there's really nothing you can really do to say he deserves to be let go unless it's just a power move with Deion. Mm. Brian Daboll will be hired in a second.
Yeah, he will?
Hired as a coordinator, sure.
He's going to be hired as a head coach?
I think he's very well respected. I don't know necessarily going to be as a head coach or OC, but he's one of the more brilliant.
Oh, I'm sure he'll get on a staff immediately. I'll push back a little bit on he's not Andy Reid. Like Andy Reid got hired, his termination papers weren't even turned in yet before he was hired by the Chiefs.
Yeah. He's not going to be like Andy Reid. It's not going to be like Andy Reid. But I wonder how Deion. I don't think Deion would want to be in New York, personally, because Dallas is actually the perfect place because the team and the media protects that team. It protects the players. It protects the coaches. It doesn't allow a lot of scrutiny. The fan base outside of me, quite delusional. Every time September rolls around, there's a renewed sense of optimism. And so, but a place like New York, like Deion's already not handling, I like Deion. There's no shade against Deion, but he's not handling the haters particularly well. Mm. He's not handling the media element, which you are really obligated to handle particularly well, even at Colorado, where the scrutiny isn't that high. The interest is high, the buzz is high, but he won't even take questions from CBS. Because some random CBS reporter on some other national platform ranked Colorado lower and said they thought they would win less than 5.5 games. Right. And so now no one from a local CBS affiliate can ever speak to Deion. Now you take that mentality and you bring it to New York, where the media attention and the scrutiny and the criticism from fans is the highest. No chance.
That's fair. It's fair. I think he should go back to Florida State. I think he probably
That's the most money and the most security. Mm-hmm. Like, he could be the Florida State coach till the end of time, mm-hmm. making for a coach ungodly money.
Yeah.
Because that's a program that's going to be thirsty. That's a program that's going to see the star level that Deion brings. And that is a group that will come out the pocket make him their next head coach.
That's facts.
Stop.
Yep. there's no mute button on. She can't mute. So you just gotta tell Emma, hey, pipe down. We're working here.
Listen.
What was your favorite part of the college football this weekend? Did you have one? Because we had like 10.
Oh, man, there were so many good ones. I think Clemson getting their asses handed to them when
fantastic.
They won't evolve.
Just so good.
Like, I love Dabo just getting curb stomped. He will not change his mentality, and he thinks it's going to work. I think that was insane. I think college football is really good when Miami is good. And I think this is the first year we can actually say, oh, maybe Mario Cristobal and Miami have figured some things out. And Cam Ward's that guy. Mm. So I think that was really interesting to me. Penn State was supposed to have the worst or most like friction in week one in all of the Big Ten. And they mollywopped them boys. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my favorite part, but it was the most... The part that stuck out was my Ducks. Like, we just didn't look good. Mm. Like, our offensive line looks very scary as I buy my standing room only tickets to get to the Ohio State game for $400. $400 for
standing. They're coming to Autzen?
Yes. Oh, Ohio State's coming to Autzen October 12th.
Oh, you know, October 12th is one of them days. Have you seen that schedule?
Mm-mm. Oh, my God. That's one of the days.
October the 12th, because I've seen a bunch of, like, tweets like, if you have a wedding on October 12th, I'm telling you now, I'm not going. It's like, I can't even say the name. It's Oregon and Ohio State, but there's like other ridiculous games, like ridiculous.
LSU losing, tremendous.
Oh, that's the
Ryan
best.
Kelly. I love that. And I love that it was USC who beat him. Like, nobody was checking for USC.
Keep making the same mistakes.
And I've got to coach better. I've got to coach better. I've got to coach them better.
So those were the ones that really were interesting to me. Week two is going to be good, too, boy.
It is going to be good.
Ole Miss and LSU, Penn State at USC.
Oh.
We got Florida at Tennessee. Tennessee.
Man, that's not going to put butts
right there.
Tennessee looking nice.
That was a good one.
But you said Florida's not going to put butts. Florida at Tennessee won't?
That ain't gonna
Florida
going to be 1-6.
Well,
in Tennessee it will.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not Miss the Wedding worthy.
No. That doesn't matter. There will be 106 people at Neyland Stadium very anxious to see Tennessee beat Florida. Those are the big games right there.
And then Stanford Oregon, Ohio State.
Stanford at Notre Dame, yep. And your Oregon at or Ohio State at Oregon.
Mm. Isn't that crazy? $400 for standing room only tickets?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is a lot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's the biggest game, they say, in Austin Stadium history. And we better get our stuff together now or we're gonna get
You forgot Texas and Oklahoma. That's the other one.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I missed that. I don't even see that here.
Red River rivalry. Red River rivalry.
You got it. No, you got it. You got it. Since we're talking college, I don't know that. Do you want to address your school?
What do you mean? Address it? What do you mean address them?
The South Carolina women's basketball program. Do you want to talk about that?
I don't even know what happened.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, okay. We can talk about it later then. Do you know what happened?
I know some bad stuff happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Man, it's weird. Bad stuff seems to happen.
I want to know. I don't know what happened.
Ashley Watkins was charged with assault and kidnapping.
Jesus. Goodness gracious. What?
She's charged with assault and kidnapping.
The kidnapping part was what got me.
Wow.
So, obviously, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
This is the second off season in a row that a SC player has been arrested.
What happened the year before? Who was the person, you know?
I don't remember her name. It was, I don't want to be wrong. I think it was a domestic violence thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was another DV situation. We'll just leave it at that.
Don gotta clean that up.
No, you can't, because when you call Don out for it, she gets defensive. Mm. I was just saying, if you wanted to speak on it, that's your pro.
Shout out Columbia.
Are you okay? Did you hurt yourself?
I hit my elbow on the chair so bad.
No. Oh, my gosh.
And now she's disrobing. Sweetie, are you okay? Are you okay?
Okay, we're good.
Stop playing. You're just showing off your six pack. Like,
I'm
shredded.
I'm really trying to just stay cool. I'm in the heat. It was really cold earlier. And I don't want to do anything to get us back to the thirst trap conversation again. I don't want to be Damien, you know.
It's out there. It's out there. You know what I'm saying? It's what my guy does.
Like,
he does.
I don't know whether Damien's an innie or an outie. Didn't know I would ever know that.
Head over to maptraining.com. I got my all-day BCAA. Trista's clearly getting her supplements from maptraining.com using the promo code DLO1320 because she's shredded. She's framing it as if she's painting and putting up all of these stuff, but she's out there just six-pack Trista.
Come on now.
No, I could use some shredding. I could put the abs through the shredder one or two more times. We could always get more shredded. Yo, we're not gonna talk about this the Cheryl Swoops thing.
We could talk about the Cheryl Swoops thing. You know what pissed me off though? Your video, and I normally don't do this, and I don't know why. I saw this. the stupid ass comments on the video that you made. Oh, so we're just rooting for a black woman to lose her job. It's like, okay, wait a minute. Like, hang on.
This is what I want to be like, here's what we're not going to do. Put me into that category. If that's the case, then, and I talk about the W and I talk about the NBA, anybody, like, what? I can't comment on people acting unprofessionally or acting out of pocket without it seeming like I'm rooting for them to fail or be fired. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Like, they're like, I can't say Monty Williams was terrible in Detroit and terrible in Phoenix because I'm rooting for a black man who lost his wife to get fired. No, let's not frame it like that, baby. Let's not frame it like that.
So for those that don't know, she was removed from the telecast of the game, right? Or that's what I
maybe heard. Not exactly. Like, they,
something happened.
They have been rotating between her, Lieberman, and like a guy all year long. Mm-hmm. She did an earlier, I think it was Fever and Sky, but she did an earlier Fever game. Mm-hmm. Not Sky, Wings. She did an earlier game where she talked, like, she interviewed Caitlin, mm-hmm. and it was nothing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she was scheduled for it and removed from it, mm-hmm. or it just wasn't her turn. But the person who really, I thought, turned it into a big deal was Nancy.
That's what I thought. She was
Nancy Lieberman there. Was the one who turned it into a big
deal. Like, how did, I don't know, I'm assuming she was asked, but like, how is she doing interviews?
Like, she was on Stephen A's podcast about this.
Yeah.
It's a tough situation, too, because the criticism of Cheryl can be fair and simultaneously have problematic elements to it, mm-hmm. because of the discourse. Like, we can be able to say, listen, you have to mention Caitlin Clark when you mention the Fever, mm-hmm. even if you want to elevate other athletes. And that's totally fair that you want to give Kelsey Mitchell her shine, Lexi Hull her shine, Nalissa Smith her shine, Aaliyah Boston her shine. By the way, they're a squad. Like, they are, they've turned into just an at, like,
they're
a playing, squad.
And there are some massive games tonight that we could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
They're averaging, Kelsey Mitchell and Caitlin Clark are averaging together 58 or 60 points combined, mm-hmm. since the Olympic break.
Kelsey's killing.
Which is,
yeah.
Kelsey is crushing. Mm-hmm. And they're both a three-point threat. So they're obviously their pace of play and everything. But if you're going to mention the Fever and them elevating, you have to mention Caitlin. Mm-hmm. That can be true. And Cheryl can have some bitter in her Cheerios. And that can be true. Or just doesn't want to, like, walk it back, mm-hmm. or doesn't want to deal with it. But, and also it can be true that Cheryl is doing way too much on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to get off. You got to log off. She's the perfect example of, like, you got to go out and touch some grass. Like, you cannot be on here going back and forth with Stephen A and calling him a clown. Like, we can't be giving us receipts of you giving Caitlin Clark her props once via DM. We don't need all that. Right. And then it can also be a weapon to villainize or vilify Cheryl Swoops in a racial manner. We can also criticize Stephen A for not asking Nancy Lieberman, hey, why did you say that Caitlin Clark should have punched Kennedy Carter in the face? She would have done that to you. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you think that was like a professional thing to say?
Well, the question he could have asked her is, when was the last time you didn't lie? Hey, tell me about the time that you, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jackson, and Jesus went to dinner together.
See, not everybody
Nancy.
Knows
so
that
the point I, the point I'm making is Nancy has the tendency to embellish stuff, and she goes into this like performer mode. And I'm watching.
She does.
I'm watching that the clip of the Stephen A. pod, like she's performing.
Like, she's like, I was on the treadmill.
Like, yeah, like, this is like, and I guess when you don't know that about her, you don't know that about her. But that was a performance to where it was like, my question to Stephen A is, why didn't you ask Cheryl Swoops to be on the podcast?
I mean, and on top of that, he's about the drama right now. Because, I mean, to me, the biggest story is just how well Indiana's playing. How well
100%.
Caitlin has bounced back.
Post-Olympics, she has been
She's been fantastic. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fantastic. And, you know, Caitlin is the story. She's the story. I get it. But, you know, if you're like Sherrill and you want to give love to Kelsey and Ali and all the other people have stepped up their game as well. Even her name is escaping me, but credit's got to be given to the coach who was looking real funny in the light.
Christy Sides?
Yeah, she was looking real funny in the
light.
Yeah, and
I fired her at least three times this year.
If she gets the blame for when things were going all bad, she got to get the credit for how they've been able to stay the course and turn this thing around. So, I look at the way that they're playing as a team. And led by their point guard Caitlin Clark and the shooting guard Kelsey Mitchell, and I'm just impressed by that. Like it's just about the basketball.
They're up to six right now.
Stuff. Yeah,
I think they moved up to six. They jumped Phoenix.
They did. I think the matchup that I saw was Liberty or one, Sun or two. I'd love to see Sun. I think it's Seattle. I think Seattle's three, which, by the way, I think surprised a lot of people given how bad Seattle was last year. I think Seattle's four.
I think Minnesota's
maybe
three.
Maybe four.
But I'll double check.
Minnesota's three. You're right. Minnesota's three. So it would be Minnesota, Indiana in the first round, which would be insane.
The other thing that's kind of helped Indiana.
Just because this stuff bothers me. I want to make sure we have this. It's Liberty, Sun, Lynx. Aces are at four.
Aces.
Storm are right there. And we mentioned this tonight. It's Seattle and Connecticut. Mm-hmm. What you can skip Washington and Dallas. Yeah. It's Chicago's in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And Atlanta's in Phoenix. Mm. If Atlanta gets Phoenix and the Aces take care of business, Chicago's out of the playoff picture. Mm-hmm. And Atlanta's now in the driver's seat moving forward. Which would be because they're. I think Chicago's lost like six straight,
and that's coincided with Kennedy just not being healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think she's in health and safety protocols right now. There was a video.
She just got out of the hospital.
Yeah,
she's in the hospital. She's really sick.
Yeah, and they don't. I mean, I want her to be healthy just as a human being, but basketball wise, they don't have another guard outside of Kennedy, and
everything turned for them when they started her.
Right. But the other thing that I think has helped out Indiana a lot as well is the schedule softened up. Remember when the season started, they were playing Connecticut in New York every night.
Yeah.
And they got those games
like back-to-backs. They played like, I think, three more games than anybody else in the first two weeks. They were like, let's pack them all in. They had no idea how long the staying power was going to be for the Fever. I will say this. So I went to a bar. It's called the Sports Bra in Portland, and they're going to start franchising. And it's a bar that only plays women's sports.
I think there's one coming to the Bay Area. I saw that over the weekend.
I think you're right. Yeah. And so I go there to watch a Fever game that I didn't get on my TV. And it was a 30-minute wait to get a seat for just the Fever game. Mm. And then I sat next to this woman who lived down the street who goes to every Fever game at the Sports Bra. She doesn't get any of the games. Mm. Of course, she doesn't have WNBA League Pass or anything. But she's never watched a WNBA game before Caitlin.
Mm.
She only knows players that are on the Fever. She doesn't know when it's a shooting foul. She's like, they're playing. So, like, there's a couple of possessions against the Sun where the Fever turned the ball over like three or four times in a row, and she was like losing it. Oh my God, I can't believe they're playing this way. And I'm like, that's the W for you, baby. Like, that's if you're not used to ugly basketball, like, that's sometimes what we get.
Yeah.
A few possessions this way. She didn't know anything. She was like, I should probably see the sky, a sky game because of that Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, everything. Like, I've truly never seen anything like this before. The only thing I could think of that's even anywhere close is how black folks centered around Tiger Woods. Like, if Tiger Woods is playing, I'm watching the game. I'm watching the round. I'm watching this tournament. If he's not playing, I'm not watching. Like, that's this woman. I've never seen anything like it. She had no clue about the sport at all.
Well, look, I'll take it a step further, and that's a perfect analogy. I was thinking Tiger. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm thinking Serena. I'm thinking Simone Biles and Jordan Chiles. Like, I don't watch gymnastics, but if Simone is doing her, let's go. Hit that double axel or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? That's what it is.
Describe,
you know?
A double axel to me.
I think that's an ice skating thing.
It's 100% an ice skating thing.
If Simone Biles was ice skating, that's what I would say.
But she's done it all in gymnastics. She's going for the Winter Olympics now.
But I get it. You know what I mean? Like, it's to me, it's perfectly fine. Like, I completely
understand.
But I
think what makes it unique to those who have been watching the W and covering the W and just the community around it is that there is something that feels weird about, or can feel weird about, instead of it being Serena or Tiger, mm-hmm. or Simone Biles, you know, somebody that's from a disenfranchised community coming into a white space, that feels like an underdog story, and it feels like something we all should get behind as like a progressive community, white, black, Filipino, Asian, any of that. But when it's a little white girl that is literally the center of the WNBA universe, people start being like, this is just like more of the same, you know? This is just like how everybody got mad at the Little Mermaid when she was black, because the Little Mermaid has to be white. There's something there I cannot quite put my finger on, but it feels like it's just, we've never seen it be this transcendent with a white athlete coming into a space and literally causing fans to never watch the sport before, tune in to every game and go to a sports bar for it, alone, with a glass of wine.
Well, I mean, these things happen. My first thought is, like, it happened a lot in fighting. I made a movie about it, like The Great White Hype. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And you look at, I think Conor McGregor had a lot of that going on. Conor McGregor was, he literally stole Floyd's whole style, except he wasn't as good of a fighter as Floyd. And they loved Conor McGregor. They loved him until he had to fight some people and he got handed to him. But, like, you see it a lot in fighting. So That's a great analogy.
That's a great analogy.
Caitlin is not Connor. Caitlin is the truth. So we ain't got to worry about that. Caitlin is.
And that's, and that's the great thing. Like, Caitlin's not hype.
Right.
Like, Caitlin's real. Like, she's
legit.
And
they could have sworn, though, there's a lot of people that could have sworn that she was part hype. That what we.
Well, they weren't
like,
watching.
For example. Yeah. Like, but I think DT was watching the games. But even
but Diana.
Was like,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But that's not what Diana said, though.
She said there was going to be a large adjustment that the league is going to. What did she say? She better get ready. It's going to be a huge adjustment.
And she was right.
Yeah.
Like,
and,
you know, but for like 2 months.
And she said it about Angel.
She imagined her to lead the league in assists her rookie year and average like 26 points post All Star break. I don't think that was what she was envisioning.
Maybe not, but I think her point was still valid. Like, she wasn't going to walk onto a WNBA floor like she had just stepped off a college floor and score 40. And that's not what she did. Mm-hmm. She is on a run right now, post-Olympic All-Star break, that, man, it goes... I'm sure Christy Sides is thrilled she wasn't on that Olympic team.
Yeah.
Because
yes,
there's probably a little extra fire here. And now, all of a sudden, this team isn't squeaking into the playoffs. Now this team is competing for, you know, a 6 spot versus an 8 spot,
yeah,
and they have a chance to really kind of lock it in with the few things going their way this week.
Real quick, because I know we got to go, I just got to say, congratulations, oh God, on getting that WNBA team.
Yes, yes, I'm so pumped.
Well,
I am so pumped, and all I can hope for us, for me personally, moving back, is that they allow, I didn't want it to be the case because I wanted DC to get Paige, but now I'm fine with the Valkyries getting Paige.
Oh, she going to
the
Sparks.
Means, if that she means that Portland Sparks can get Juju.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, okay. All right, sweetie. Point. Wait a second. Both, everybody, like, settle down. The expansion teams do not get the number one overall pick.
No, I know, but they said that that's still up in the air. There's potentially some changes happening there. Yeah. I know that that's the way
they're not,
always
been. No,
they
Paige,
not
no.
Paige, or actually,
no.
Paige, or they might draft Juju this year. The Smarks might just draft Juju this year.
We want Juju. She's not in the draft. I don't care. We'll take it.
We'll take the rights to Juju 3 years from now.
Yeah, but congratulations. I still think there's
Thank
one
you.
More slot. I think there's one more slot. I think they can get in. I think there's one
think
more
it's
slot.
It's wishful thinking, buddy. Mm-hmm. We'll let you go. Get to doing what you do. We appreciate you. This is a blast. And we'll talk to you next week.
Can't wait to show you guys the paint.
I can't wait to see the paint. I'm following your stories intensely.
All right, I'll talk to y'all later. Love
All
you.
Right. Trista Crick, love you back. We'll come back with more. Stealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. That clip I posted on social media of Will Smith singing the Jennifer Holiday song to Uncle Phil makes me laugh every freaking time.
It was a classic.
It almost looks like it was just completely unscripted, and he just started, and Uncle Phil's like, what the hell is going on here?
That was a classic.
That's such an amazing record. I love that song.
And I'm telling
you. The crazy thing is she belts that record at 10. From the beginning to the end. Like, she doesn't, like, ease into it. She starts the record, I'm telling you! And just, like, goes up from there. That's such a great scene from that show. And I have continued my Martin rewatch.
Oh.
Yep. It's a really interesting show.
Is Gina not agreeing to be on
not yet.
Screen yet?
Not yet. Not yet. I don't even know that I'll watch that part.
Yeah.
It's full of, I know I watched the show so much when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many iconic moments in it. Like when Bushwick Bill is on it and they get into a fight with all the little people and Tommy like preaches everyone back together. It's like, there's just so many moments that are like, this is
I'm great. Pretty sure it's there, but did they have the one where the lady gave birth in the room?
No.
And the baby.
Where's the umbilical cord? We don't need no umbilical cord, Cole.
It's TV, man.
You know what my favorite one that I forgot about was, and I don't even know that I would have put this together younger, is, you know how he always does those cold opens?
Mm-hmm.
He did one with Richard Pryor.
Oh, wow.
He does one with Richard Pryor, but the dope thing is, it's not Martin Payne. if you're paying attention to it, it's Martin Lawrence. Uh-huh. Like, he's talking to him. They're at the radio station, and he's talking like, you know, it's WZUP, you know, where he's talking like we're here, but they're acknowledging the studio audience. Like, Richard Pryor is clearly moved by what Martin said about him, but he's speaking like, you're inspiration to me, and everything that I've ever accomplished is because of you. And it's like, you can tell he's doing this as Martin Lawrence and not the character Martin Payne. And as I watched that as an adult, I was like, that's phenomenal.
Yeah,
that's because I don't think Richard Pryor was alive much longer after that.
Man.
It's like, that's iconic.
Man, that is iconic. Two things about that. Well, actually three. So speaking of like the classics, and I'm always like, have you gotten to this? You said you haven't for one of them, but like you probably have for a lot of, because Martin, the height of Martin was what, two seasons?
Yeah.
It feels like it was four or five, but it's like two and a half seasons.
Right.
But him and Tommy Davidson, when Tommy Davidson is the big wig. What is my man's name? Oh, I can't remember his name on there. But when they when he comes and does an interview at WZUP, and they said that whole thing was ad-libbed about like, hey, so, you know, what do you do? Oh, you know, I don't really drive. He's like, ah, I got you. You ain't got no car. He said, yeah, I've got five drivers or whatever. Da-da-da. And the whole thing was ad-lib. And when he went on the show and did all that, it was classic stuff. But
David Alan Greer was a preacher on the show.
Oh, David Alan Greer. That was some good stuff.
David Alan Greer, the preacher, was phenomenal.
That was hilarious.
Trying to go out with Pam.
Yeah. Get back.
No, as Pam's cousin. He was going out with Gina. That's what it was.
Get those hands back, devil. Darnell Hill. That's what he was. That's what Tommy Davidson was.
Darnell Hill.
No, that's a classic one, man. Varnell Hill. That's what Warren is right. It's Varnell Hill. That's what it was. But so Martin, a little preview to Casey's Corner, got a day named after him in Detroit over the weekend, I think, which is super dope. Because Martin is not from Detroit. Martin never lived in Detroit.
Yep.
But they just, the what he brought with Martin, the show.
Where the show is, WZUP in Detroit.
Yeah, iconic, and they gave him a day there. And then I came across this clip. You talk about Richard Pryor. Do you know who the voiceover was for, like, when they would play Richard Pryor on Comedy Central? And they have to, like, edit it or something like that?
I don't. You don't
either.
I
forgot his real name. But Uncle Joey on Full House.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. He was on Oprah one time. He's like, a lot of people don't. This was obviously an old school clip. But he's like, a lot of people don't know that, I would do voiceovers for Richard Pryor for editing purposes or whatever. And then he goes into the voice.
Oh, wow.
And he sounds just, it's.
Oh, wow.
You would never know.
Wow.
Never.
That is a hell of a did you know.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I saw that like a week ago. I was like, are you kidding me? I had no idea.
That's amazing.
Sounds just like him.
Martin's impact is pretty crazy. To Detroit giving him his own day is fire. And I even rewatched because I was bored, especially yesterday.
You want to watch Florida State and Boston College?
No, I watched that. I didn't have anything to do during the day.
Well,
like I went
baseball
for shout out to Map Training. Oh, that's adorable. I got in 7 miles on Sunday, and I got my first double digit miles in yesterday.
There you go.
I got 10 in. Got to be honest, wasn't good. Mm. Did not feel good at all. I went 10 miles, pushed myself for like 9 of them. It's not the way you want to go.
You know,
having
what
doubts.
You know what I did?
Having doubts about my return to the marathon.
You know what I did on Sunday? I took a jog myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that why you in here drinking water?
I don't like jogging at all. Oh, well, it's a combination of two. I don't like jogging at all. But my son, he said, hey, you want to take a jog with me? I said, what you doing taking a jog? He's like, I don't know. We did it.
And he actually said that word, jog?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, I was wanted to tell him no, but my son wanted to take a jog. So come on, let's take a jog. It was nothing.
You just run around the estate?
No, I don't.
That's probably too far. Like
no,
that'd be like half
I have an estate. I have a regular house. What's this guy talking about? I always do this. What are both of you?
I forget. You get to do runs around the lake and all that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it runs with a view.
That's fire.
I don't run because it's scary at night. But you get to do all that cool stuff.
Stop it. We did absolutely nothing. It was like a mile and a half.
Well, that's not nothing. That's good stuff. And did you hurt?
No, I didn't hurt, but I need some running shoes.
Yeah,
because the shoes are important. I have these Jordans. You've seen me wear them a couple times, but they're specifically made for running, mm-hmm. right? The little trunners and they're in the shape of Jordan 4s or whatever. But I've had them so long, like I don't think they are doing the same thing. So I wore those. I was like, it's not cushioned enough. And he got some running shoes the other day. That's why he was so eager to go jogging. So he was feeling great. He was running on cloud nine, and I'm just feeling every rock on the bottom of the cement. But I was like, wait till I tell Damien. I actually jogged over the weekend.
No, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. My intention wasn't to run both days. My intention was to do a long run Sunday. I thought, at worst, I'm going to do 10. If I'm really feeling it, I'll go 12.
Mm.
I got a quarter mile in and was like, well, it ain't going to be 12. I know that. And then I got 2 miles in, and my watch like vibrates in this weird way. Mm. I'm like, what is that? Look down. My watch said, you're down to 10% battery.
Oh.
Clearly, I had not put it on the charger correctly. And I had decisions to make. I just learned this. Apparently, this hill by Rockland High School is called Thunder Hill. It's Rockland Thunder. It's Thunder Hill. It is a bitch. It is a slow incline up. Then when you get to the other side, when you get to the top, it turns into a different street, and it's straight down.
Oh, my God.
Like, it is that run down is incredibly difficult. But all I could think of is if I get to the top of the hill, I'm still 4 miles from home, and my watch dies.
Mm.
No music, no nothing. Mm. So I had to adjust, and I got back to the corner outside of my house. It was 7 miles, and Siri had just said, you're split 7 miles, 10 minutes, and da-da-da-da-da-da. Watch dead. Like, all right, I made it 7 miles. I'm now going to walk home and try this again tomorrow. We'll come back. Let's get back on track here. We've got the top 20 games of the 23-24 season. And boy, is this different than last year. KC gets this list kicked off next with D'Lo and KC return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. What'd you want to bring to the air?
I just wanted to know, I don't think anybody here had to deal with it at all, but was anybody affected? I shouldn't laugh. This isn't funny. But was anybody affected by...
You just laughed again. Like, you're laughing. What are you doing?
I said I shouldn't laugh, not that I wasn't going to.
Okay, fair enough.
Affected by this DirecTV ESPN thing?
Oh, no, that is funny.
No, I moved out of the Stone Age last year, I think.
Yeah, no, if you still have a satellite dish attached to your house that's functional, that's your fault.
Did this happen, like, without notice?
Yeah. Well, it was notice to the customers. There was no notice
crazy.
To the customers. Like, I think ESPN or Disney knew it was possible. Obviously, DirecTV knew it was possible. So, yeah, they just tore all that stuff down.
That's messed up, man. It's messed up. I saw Mark Jones, our guy Mark Jones was like, well, he said something to the effect of, I'm going to have to find a way to watch this game on the corner, if you know what I mean. he was trying to watch the U.S. Open. That's what he was trying to watch. And he's like, yeah, I got to go holler at some people on the corner and figure out how to watch this game.
It's time to make that switch already, people.
It's just... They went from 20 million, they went from just over 20 million to just under 9 million subscribers.
Wow.
I have serious questions for those 9 million people.
Yeah, it's...
Now, before we go too far overboard, I know it doesn't seem like it, but there are a lot of areas that do not have high-speed internet. So not having high-speed internet creates having YouTube TV or any other form of digital television being a problem.
Yeah.
So it's just that is something that is not readily available for everybody. But that's tough.
That's
tough because ESPN's statement was not like, yeah, no, we're not. It's not up to us to fix this. It's up to them.
Man, that's crazy. In the middle of opening weekend, U.S. Open.
ESPN stopped just short of hitting them with the per CBA. Like, it was that bad. It was like, this is not on us, man. This is not on us.
Yeah, that was rough. Sorry for all the DirecTV customers out there over the
week. I think Jason Jones was one.
He was. He said he within hours or within an hour he went to YouTube TV.
YouTube Live.
So I'm gone.
YouTube Live. Did you hear the 2-minute timeout versus the 2-minute warning thing?
No, like they were trying to like
they rebranded the 2-minute warning. So they've had this 2-minute. So they're implementing this 2-minute timeout at the end of the half and whatever. Mm. And I guess this is from Jump when they, this is what they called it. They called it the 2-minute timeout. Mm-hmm. And someone asked, well, okay, so we're calling this the 2-minute, it's the 2-minute warning, basically. He was like, yeah, but that's not what we're calling it because it's not a warning for anything because they called it the 2-minute warning back in 1942 or whatever it was mm-hmm. because the only people who had the clock is the official. Mm-hmm. Then people started wondering, does the NFL have a trademark on the term 2-minute warning? Like, why do they keep calling this the timeout? And, of course, Reese points out, we've got the 2-minute timeout here. We've been asked to not call it a warning.
I didn't see
like,
that.
What is this? It's the 2-minute timeout, pal. Keep it moving.
That's interesting. I never noticed that they were calling it the 2-minute timeout.
Don't forget this. Chicago is in Las Vegas tonight. Atlanta is in Phoenix. If the Aces beat the Sky and Atlanta beats the Mercury, Atlanta is in and Chicago is out. And Atlanta has a control over whether they make the playoffs moving forward. And that would be Chicago's 7th straight loss.
Yeah, they are struggling.
I hate the Angel. Angel is full on viral. Now for missing, she's a trend. She's a social media trend.
Yeah,
for missing shots the way that she does and getting the rebounds. But some big games in the W tonight.
Angel broke a WNBA record with the most rebounds in a season, mm-hmm. in a single season.
Yeah,
On Saturday I think it was. But yeah, they're struggling.
And it will keep some of these records in context. Angel broke that record 33 games into the season, so it doesn't have anything to do with the season being longer. Mm-hmm. That's kind of something I was keeping an eye on. The multiple records that Caitlin Clark has broken, the rebounding record that Angel Reese has broken, those all happened in a 34 or less game season, mm-hmm. Which is what the league has been. They had been for a while mm-hmm. before expanding. Now they're at 40 games. Regardless how she gets them, man, they're impressive. Yeah. Like she gets her hands on the basketball.
I don't think they're gonna make it. I don't think Chicago gonna make it, man.
They look.
If Kennedy can't get back inside, because what there's probably about seven games left. Or
I think for them, I think that's the gist of the league: 7-8 for them. 11-21. There's 8 left. Yeah, including the Aces tonight.
When I watch them, they just don't have any guard play. They just don't have enough. I know Diamond DeShields is trying, but they just don't have enough guard.
Well, this is interesting. They've got the Aces tonight. Obviously, that's tough. They got the Sparks.
Well,
this is how their season closes out. They got the Sparks, mm-hmm. the Wings, the Mystics. Mm. Those are all at home. Mm. Then they're at Minnesota. They have the Phoenix Mercury, which could be big. And then they're in Atlanta, which will be massive.
That might be for...
Yeah, that could be for everything. And then they'll close out with Connecticut. Where that game probably won't mean anything against Connecticut. It may or may not mean something for Chicago, but they've got to take advantage. Tonight's tough, but they basically have to turn what I think will be a 7-game losing streak, with the Aces tonight. Mm-hmm. They need to turn that into a 3-game winning streak. Yeah. You got to beat the Sparks, the Wings, and the Mystics, and you can't miss on
them. They played well the other night against Minnesota, but it mm-hmm. just wasn't. They just don't have enough. Like you said, maybe the schedule will help them down the stretch a little bit, but they just don't have enough.
They played well against the Aces a week or so ago.
Yeah, and couldn't.
I mean, that was Chelsea to Asia at the buzzer, if I remember correctly.
I keep saying it, but and the numbers don't really match up. The season numbers don't match up, but I'm really intrigued by Cardoso, man. She's come on really well in the second half of the season or so, got comfortable. She started the season injured, so that mm-hmm. might have had something to do with it, but I really like her game. I really like what she brings to the table. She's a little better offensively than I probably thought she was, too. So we'll see what happens with her.
I feel like they have a lot of repetitive players on Chicago, and that's something that they probably got to figure out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.